Coming up on another brand new edition of Sunrise Sports.
Because what we've accomplished here has been fantastic, and what we're going to accomplish more and add to it is going to be even better.
The search is over and Saluki basketball has a new face. We give you the full detail on the recent hiring of Barry Henson.
And I think it's really important not to make Illinois State more important than Indiana State and not make Northern Iowa more important than Bradley and so on.
Saluki softball kicks off a big series with Illinois State this weekend. We go in-depth with a preview of the Redbirds and the Lady Dogs. All that and much, much more on Sunrise Sports right now.
Good morning and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Sunrise Sports, the perfect way to tip off a new era in Saluki athletics. The spring season at SIU is in full swing now as just about all of the spring teams are in action over the weekend. We'll fill you in on what they're doing later on in the show. I'm Logan Lee.
And I'm Curtis Sheehan. We're going to start our show with plenty of Barry Henson coverage. We'll get player reactions a little later, but Logan's going to start us off with a look at the coaching search and just who exactly is Barry Henson.
I told the committee and I told Chancellor and I told Mario when we interviewed, I want to come home. I want to come home. To me, this is home.
Barry Henson never coached at Southern Illinois. Barry Henson never lived in Southern Illinois. And before this week, most Saluki fans may have considered Barry Henson an enemy. As of this past Wednesday, though, Barry Henson is the new face of Saluki basketball.
I consider it a privilege to be your head coach and not a right.
In what could go down as the biggest decision that Mario Mocha has made as director of athletics for Southern, he and his hand-picked committee chose Henson from a long list of over 800 applicants from around the country. The last month has seen nothing but rumors fly around the region as to who would replace Chris Lowry as the man in charge of the Salukis. Bruce Weber and Rodney Watson were the most popular names that were thrown around. Weber, who was just fired from his position at the U of I, was expected to be Mario Mocha's first choice for the position. His ties to Carbondale appear to still be strong after leading the Salukis to prominence in the late 90s and early 2000s. Rodney Watson was a longtime assistant under Weber and many other coaches here in Carbondale. Since 2009, he's been the head coach of Division II Southern Indiana. Assistant Athletic Director in charge of media services Tom Weber wrote in his official blog on Wednesday that Mocha had numerous conversations with Bruce Weber up until this past Monday, but none of those conversations ever led to an official offer on behalf of the university. Watson, on the other hand, was one of five finalists that Mocha brought to Carbondale for interviews for the position. But ultimately, the committee, along with Mocha and Chancellor Rita Chang, wanted to go a different direction and get away from the traditional Saluki family. So that gives us Barry Henson, former assistant at Southwest Missouri State, now known as Missouri State, and current director of basketball operations for Bill Self at Kansas University. Henson says he's learned a lot under Self, whose team is playing in the Final Four tonight in New Orleans.
And I'm proud to say that I feel like I've literally been a part of, if it's not the best program, one of the top programs in the country to be associated with. And we get an opportunity on Saturday to quest or go for our quest of winning a national championship. And I don't mind telling you, I'm a little excited about going to the Final Four. So I'm a little giddy right now.
Before Henson was brought on at Kansas, he was the head coach at Southwest Missouri from 1999 to 2008. At the helm for the Bears, Henson compiled an overall record of 169 and 117. And he led them to 3 NIT appearances, but 0 appearances to the national tournament. That's what lost Henson his job in 2008. Though he never made the big dance, Henson has had success at the national level.
You know what? I get tired. Every year I'm on the treadmill during the NCAA tournament, and I'm watching those conference championships being played, and I'm sitting there, and I'm in there, or I'm with coaches, and it'll flash up. Top 5 RPI teams never to get in the NCAA tournament. 21, 34, and 36. And 3 of those are my teams. I'm not really happy about that. So is it a motivating factor? You doggone right it is.
Henson also wanted to let it be known that while he isn't from Saluki country, He played a big part in the recent success of the program.
I felt comfortable the entire time from the moment it started because I knew how much this place meant to not only you, but I knew how much it meant to me as well. Because I am a great part of a lot of those banners up there.
The big question on the minds of Saluki fans is how much can we afford to pay our new coach? After all, it is thought that we are still paying Chris Lowry $1.5 million because of the 2 years remaining on his contract. The university and Coach Henson agreed on a 5-year deal worth just under $1.5 million. It pays him $250,000 in years 1 and 2, then $300,000 in year 3, $325,000 in year 4, and finally $350,000 in year 5. Chancellor Rita Chang says that Henson's contract contains parts that Lowry's failed to have.
There is plenty of room in the contract for incentives for academics, for incentives for winning, going deep into the tournament. Boy, you know, we'll make sure we share revenue on that.
Henson will remain with Kansas up through the weekend in their quest for a national title. Once their season is finished, he will return to Carbondale to begin preparing for the upcoming season. We here at Sunrise Sports would like to send a formal welcome out to Coach Henson and his family. Good luck in the upcoming years. Now we're going to take a look at players' reaction as well as reactions from other people around the conference. We go now to Curtis Sheehan.
Barry Henson's hiring to Southern Illinois was a surprise to everyone, most notably his players.
My mom, you know, she knows everything. She's always on the internet. And she actually texted me and told me who it was, you know, Barry Henson. And I was like, you know, who is that? I didn't know a lot about him. So, you know, she Googled him and gave me his background info. And, you know, after talking to him, he seems like a pretty nice guy.
That was NBC Freshman of the Year, Dantil Daniels. Even though most of his players didn't know Henson was in the running for the job, and Henson was only able to speak briefly to his players, he has some members of the team excited to see what he can bring to the table. Here's what freshman guard Josh Swan and high flyer Jeff Early have to say.
So far, you know, I love him. You know, he's going to come in. He's going to push everybody. You know, he came in and let us know that he's about business, you know, on the court and off the court, getting to class. He said he's a player's coach. You know, he's going to do a lot of good communicating. He's not going to let anybody, you know, fall out, you know, and fall off track with anything. So, you know, both on the court and off the court, I think he's going to be a great coach to help us out and get where we need to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. You know, me being a senior, you know, I want to make sure that me and the coach have a good communication. And, you know, when he first came in, you know, we introduced each other to it, and he told me that, you know, he don't want to rebuild. He want to just, you know, go from where we at now and get better. And no reason to start all over again, and that's what I like about him. I don't want to rebuild. I want to just, you know, take off from where we at and not start all over.
Another pro for Coach Henson is that he is in New Orleans for the Final Four with Kansas, leaving some Saluki players to think that they themselves might be playing for a national championship very, very soon.
Just to know that, you know, our head coach is with the team that's actually competing or could be competing for a national championship within a few days. So, you know, let's know he knows how to win. You know, he's been at programs that know how to win, especially big games. And hopefully, you know, he can take us to that place, too.
I mean, just good experience, you know, just someone who's been around, you know, the best coaches and been around the best program. And for him to come in here and teach us all that is really going to lift a program up a lot.
A new face on the bench and a new style on the court has some players excited for next season.
You know, I watch plenty of Kansas games. It's one of my favorite teams, but it's a team I watch quite a bit. And after watching them and saying he's going to bring that style over, I mean, they play pretty much the same. He said we're going to use a lot of ball screens. You know, I like ball screens. I'm sure a lot of players like ball screens, too, just get up and down a fast-paced game. So I don't think it'll be too much of a change, you know, when he brings what he brings in from Kansas. But I think everybody's more excited than anything.
Last year, you know, I could have got a few more touches in, but, you know, like last year. But this year, I definitely feel like, you know, he's going to come in and give me a lot more touches, you know, where I'm comfortable scoring a ball on the floor.
We're just excited to see what he brings us. And right now, we're just being patient until that time comes.
Also on hand at the news conference was Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin. Commissioner Elgin knows that when the basketball program at SIU is doing well, then so is Missouri Valley basketball.
I think Southern Illinois, we need for Southern Illinois to be strong because it's a marquee program in the league, and certainly they have a big impact on attendance at our tournaments.
During his news conference, Coach Henson spoke on trying to get top-tier competition from the 6 BCS school conferences to come play at the SIU arena. The commissioner supports Coach Henson's thinking and has a solution on how MVC schools can compete with the powerhouses across the country.
early season tournaments that were once called exempted tournaments. Now they're called multi-team events. Early season tournaments in places like Orlando and Honolulu. They went to the Diamond Head last year and almost had two tremendous wins. Clemson and I think Xavier was the other one for SIU. That's how you get high major teams, BCS teams, on your schedule at a neutral site. And I think that's a real key to improving schedule strength and enhancing the national perception of programs in our conference.
From his players to the university's chancellor to the commissioner of the league, the hiring of Coach Henson has caused quite a stir around the Midwest. Stay tuned for more Sunrise Sports. You're listening to WSIU FM 91.9, your NPR station.
Hey sports fans, this is the Saluki men's tennis team. You are listening to the Sunrise Sports on WSIU.
Go Dogs!
After completing their last homestand against the Creighton Blue Jays this past weekend, the SIU softball team comes back to Charlotte West Stadium to take on another MVC conference foe, the Illinois State Redbirds. The Salukis are coming off a quick one-game road trip to SIU Edwardsville this past Tuesday and came away with the victory 4-1 thanks to a clutch three-run homer by Michelle Bradley. With that victory, the Salukis go into the weekend having won 7 of their last 10 games, 5 wins coming against conference opponents. Coach Kerry Blaylock explains how the team handles conference opponents.
I think, you know, like I talked to the kids the other day, we have to take, you know, one game at a time, one series at a time, and I think it's really important not to make Illinois State more important than Indiana State and not making Northern Iowa more important than Bradley and so on. I just really feel like you have to take it one game at a time.
So far this season, the Salukis have gone 5-1 against MVC opponents, sweeping Wichita State on the road in 3 games and taking 2 out of 3 games at home against Creighton. Illinois State in the last 2 years has had SIU's number. In each of the last 2 years, both teams have played 1 3-game series each, with the Redbirds taking 2 out of 3 in both series. Blaylock feels that they can challenge Illinois State this time around, even though the Redbirds have had recent success against the Salukis.
In the last 2 years, I think we dropped 2 of 3, but in the swing game, we were so close on that other game, it could have gone either way. So I think we're right there with them, and we just need to come prepared to play.
Both teams go into this weekend tied for third place in the Missouri Valley Conference with a 5-1 conference record, but the Salukis hold a slight advantage in the loss column in their overall record, going 18-8, while Illinois State comes in at 19-13. The offense has always been there for SIU, as they have the best offense in the MVC, leading in many of the major offensive categories. But what has been a bit of a struggle this season is the pitching, of which SIU has had the second worst ERA in the MVC, coming in at 4.60. Blaylock says that it isn't the pitching that's bad, but rather it is the lack of experience.
I would say that we're young and we're inexperienced and we're learning every day. And as long as we get better, we have great defense, we have great hitting, and that I think our pitching is getting better. We had a great game against Edwardsville the other day on the mound. And I think that's what the important part is we just have to get better and better on the mound.
9 of their 15 players this season on the roster are either freshmen or sophomores, so Saluki fans in the coming years will definitely get to know these future stars and will certainly get better as the seasons pass. Speaking of a young player, sophomore infielder Taylor Orsburn was recently named the MVC Player of the Week for her stellar performance against Creighton this past weekend. The Saturday doubleheader this past weekend was her zenith point of the week as she went 7-for-10, clobbering 2 home runs and knocking in 5 RBI, leading the Salukis to a doubleheader sweep. Coach Blaylock explains the big difference Orsburn makes at the middle of the Saluki lineup.
I think Taylor is just, she's a veteran in a sophomore body. You know, she's a gamer. She got herself settled down. She had a not-so-great start to the year that she wanted. I mean, and she really has picked it up. She hits in the middle of our lineup in a lot of RBI spots and is key for us. So I just think she's done a fantastic job.
Orsburn is the second Saluki softball player this season to earn Player of the Week honors, following Mallory Duran Sellers, who accomplished the feat back on March 4th. First pitch of a doubleheader will be this Saturday starting at noon at Charlotte West Stadium as the Illinois State Redbirds come to Carbondale for a 3-game set against the hometown Salukis. For Sunrise Sports, I'm Daniel Valle.
It's time to take a trip around the rest of the Saluki sports to see what everyone else is up to this weekend. This is our campus tour. It took extra innings, but Wichita State got by the Saluki baseball team last night at Wichita 4-3. The Salukis and Shockers went into the 10th inning, knotted up at 3 runs apiece and ready to play more baseball. With a runner on third, Saluki pitcher Aaron Snyder threw one that got by Brian Bajer at the plate and allowed the game-winning run to score in the bottom of the 10th inning. SIU went down 2-0 in the second inning after Wichita turned a pair of hits into a pair of runs. SIU fought back in their half of the third inning when John Mankin drove in Bajer for a run, and Rennie Trazio drove Mankin in on a sac fly to tie it up at 2. Then a couple of innings later, first baseman Chris Saratella sent one deep to put the Salukis up 3-2 in the sixth. They ended up giving up the tying run in the eighth inning and couldn't fight back to send it to extras. Cody Forsyth started on the hill for SIU, going 7 strong innings, only allowing for 2 runs to cross off of 3 hits. He struck out 7, but also caused a shocker run to score on a second inning balk. Brock Harding finished 2-for-4 at the plate for SIU. The Dogs and Shockers will go at again today at 2 o'clock from Wichita, then again tomorrow at 1. SIU track and field is at the Ole Miss Invitational today. The Dogs will be competing with the likes of the SEC and Conference USA schools, among others. Last weekend, the Salukis captured 9 event titles at the Vanderbilt Black and Gold Invitational, highlighted by Geneva McCall's sweeping of the throwing events. That earned her Conference Female Athlete of the Week. They'll start today at 10 o'clock from Oxford, Mississippi. The women's tennis team is on a 4-match win streak, entering into a couple of home matches this weekend. During the streak, they started in Orlando, Florida, where they picked up wins over Rhode Island and North Dakota. They went on to sweep by St. Louis this past weekend, taking down the Billikens 4-3. They then extended the streak in a midweek win over Evansville on Wednesday. They're at University Courts today in Carbondale, where they'll host Memphis at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They'll also play Chicago State tomorrow at 10. Men's tennis kicks off play today at Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the Sun Belt Shootout. The Salukis receive the 8th seed in the 8-team field and will open up today with top-seeded South Alabama. The Jaguars are ranked 57th in the nation entering the tournament. The Salukis went 2-1 last weekend, defeating St. Louis and Chicago State, but falling to Vincennes. They'll play at noon today, and the men's golf team is in Jonesboro, Arkansas, for the Red Wolves Invitational beginning on Monday. That was your Campus Tour. We're going to take our second break of the morning. There's plenty more Sunrise Sports on the way. You're listening to Sunrise Sports on WSIU Radio, your NPR station.
Hi, this is Steve Finley, former Saluki, former Major League Baseball player, 5-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time All-Star, World Series champion 01, and you're listening to Sunrise Sports on WSIU Radio.
Welcome back here on Sunrise Sports. I'm Logan Lee, along with me, Curtis Sheehan. Coming up later on today, the Final Four starts out in New Orleans. You have Kentucky, you have Louisville, you have Ohio State, and you have Kansas all playing tonight for a spot in the national title game that will take place on Monday night. Curtis, first off, just talk about the first matchup. We have Kentucky, we have Louisville. It's an all-bluegrass state matchup. Kentucky, the overall number one seed, clearly the favorite. And I know they're your personal favorite, but let's give Louisville a little bit of credit here. They made it this far. What do you like about this matchup, and what do you want to see out of it?
Well, Logan, I'm kind of hesitant to talk about UK-UL because ever since Sunday when we found out both these two teams will be playing each other, it has been nonstop coverage of this game. ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Sporting News, whatever your personal website of choice is for sports. One thing I'm really looking forward to in this game, and it's been covered on multiple levels, is the one-and-done system. Will it actually work for John Calipari? He's made one national championship before when he had Derrick Rose in Memphis in 2008 when they were up against Kansas, but then they lost when Mario Chalmers hit that three with 2.7 seconds left and ended up winning in overtime. But you look at John Calipari, been at Kentucky 3 years, has had some of the best AAU high school players in the country in those 3 years, but still has no championship after 25 years of coaching. And then, of course, once you start talking about John Calipari and coaching, then you got to go to the UL bench and you look at none other than Rick Pitino, who, you know, you had the Unforgettables in Kentucky, and they've been showing the Christian Laettner shot against Kentucky, you know, nonstop on CBS and UPS, talking about logistics. And he's the one who really built Kentucky back up once they had their sanctions, once they couldn't go to the NCAA tournament, and he came in there, and he came in with that New York street chest out. He really brought Kentucky back to where it is, And then he left for, you know, more money and try to succeed in the NBA with the Knicks. The Knicks won a playoff series when he was a coach there. Then he went to Boston. Didn't do too well in Boston. And that's when he went to UL. And Calipari and Patino, it goes deeper than UK-UL. It goes all the way back to Massachusetts and Providence. And the whole structure of the relationship just goes so far back. And I don't know. You look at him, and it's just like Patino has taken, four different schools to four Final Fours in four different decades? How many coaches can say that? So Kentucky-Louisville, it's such an interesting matchup, and I have to root for Kentucky. My dad went to UK. I would get kicked out the family if I wore red anytime this weekend or in March. So UK-UL, it starts at 5 o'clock Central. It's going to be the best game, I think. But, Logan, as you know, there is another game to be played.
That's right. We have the Kansas-Ohio State matchup, a couple of number two seeds, a couple All-Americans, Jared Sellinger, Thomas Robinson. These two teams played earlier in the season. Kansas got the better of the Buckeyes, but as everyone should know by this point, Ohio State was without Jared Sellinger for that game. I've seen a lot of Ohio State this year. Being up near Champaign, I was home for winter break when the U of I Brandon Paul went off on Ohio State, scored whatever 40-some ridiculous points against them, shut them down. I've seen the best and worst of Ohio State this year. I think Kansas is the favorite to win that game, but I wouldn't put it past Ohio State. I think that you talked about Kentucky-Louisville being maybe the better game of the two. I wouldn't put it past it, but I'm really looking forward to that Kansas-Ohio State game as well. As I said, I think Kansas is the better team there, but I feel like the Ohio State system is something that could get by Kansas, and I think that's going to be an interesting rematch. As we've talked about, there's a lot of good storylines with both of these games. So you're saying Kentucky? I'm going to say Kansas. That's your national title game. So you have Kentucky, Kansas. What are you thinking for your champion?
I'm actually taking Ohio State. I didn't like Kansas. I saw Kansas early in the year when I was at home. I saw Kansas play against USC. USC's basketball team was horrible. Kansas beat them easily, but they just didn't look that good to me. And that's still when they weren't too good. Same thing with Louisville. They weren't too good at the beginning of the season. But I feel like Kansas had an easy road to take beating UNC, with hurt players. So I think it's going to be Ohio State's defense. I think Kentucky, Ohio State. And Kentucky's going to win it all. John Calipari, this is their year. It's going to be the Cats, guaranteed.
There you have it, kids. Kentucky over Ohio State, says our expert analyst, Curtis Sheehan. More Sunrise Sports coming up. It's time to dust off the old dancing shoes and hit the hardwood floor, because that swing music means it's time for our quote of the week. When our afternoon news anchor Brad Palmer heard that Barry Hinson would be the new head basketball coach here at SIU, the first words out of his mouth were, "Well, at least you'll have a quote of the week every week." And Hinson sure didn't disappoint us during his welcoming news conference on Wednesday. A reporter asked Barry what he thought about all the rumors involving Bruce Weber coming to Carbondale to be the next head coach. Before addressing the situation by saying that he was sure if Bruce wanted to be the next head coach that he would have gotten the job, he told us what he thought his sources had told him.
According to my multiple sources, which were my wife and my mother, I was the first choice here.
Well, Barry, perhaps your sources were correct. Either way, congrats on being named the 13th head coach in Saluki men's basketball program history. We look forward to many successful years with you at the helm and many, many quotes of the week to come. That was our quote of the week.
It's time for the segment of our show where we like to dig a little deeper into the sports world to bring you something a little more strange and out of the ordinary. Something that would bring legendary sports broadcaster Mel Allen to say, "How about that?" The Mega Million lottery drawing is causing quite a stir around the country. The drawing is now up to $640 million, the highest it's ever been. Everyone is throwing their name into the drawing now, from people that are regular participants to people that have never gambled a dime in their life, to professional athletes. That's right, professional athletes are also getting in on all the fun. The same professional athletes that are already making millions of dollars, regardless of whether or not they win the lotto. Washington Wizards rookie Chris Singleton is one of the most notable. He's thrown in $10,000 on tickets this week, according to his Twitter page. Singleton is making just under $1.5 million this year and will make about $1.6 million next year. Now he's getting on a chance to win 400 times that. That seems a little extreme, but I guess that's the beauty of the lotto. Mel, any thoughts?
How about that?
Well, that about does it for us here on Sunrise Sports, but as always, before we go, we have a few people we need to thank.
That's right, we need to thank Rob Gillison, Daniel Baye, Michael Roberts, Sam Bond, Brad Palmer, Jennifer Fuller, Jeff Williams, and the entire WSIU radio staff.
That's right, the show would not be possible without any of them. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to send us an email. We're at sunrisesports@wsiu.org. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear this edition and all of our other shows. Check out our website, wsiunews.org. From there, scroll to programs and click on Sunrise Sports. So for Danny, Michael, and my co-host Curtis Sheehan, I'm Logan Lee saying enjoy your weekend.
And enjoy the games.